have the St. Mary Coptic Orthodox Church in Ottawa here. We have the honor and the pleasure to welcome you, Madam, and the group who came with you. And this is the oldest church in Ottawa here. We have another four churches. And one of the important services in our church that we remember in our liturgies, the presidents, the governors, the rulers of the country, for God to give them wisdom to work for the comfort and prosperity of the church, of the country. And we find that it is duty for us as a part of the community and the part of the people of Canada to pray for the president for the sake of the people. And I don't know if it is the first time to come to a Coptic church or not, the first time. So it's a good chance for us to show you in a very short presentation an idea about the Copts in general and St. Mary Church in particular. Again, very welcome. We hope to see you next time in a longer time to have more chance to show you everything in the church and St. Mary Community Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Father, and welcome once again. It's a blessing and a pleasure to have you with us here today. And on behalf of all of us, please pass our congratulations to your husband, our beloved Prime Minister, for the recent majority. So as Father Shenouda gave a lot of the material that I was going to go through, so I'm going to whip through this real quick. So welcome once again, the Coptic Church in Canada's capital. We're going to talk generally about the Coptic Church real quick, and then the Coptic Church in Canada and here in Ottawa. First, the word Coptic itself comes from the Greek word aigaptos. Aigaptos, Coptic, Egypt have all the same linguistic root. So the Coptic church nowadays refers to the indigenous Christians of Egypt. We constitute the largest Christian population or community in the Middle East. Copts are considered direct descendants of the ancient Egyptians. The word Coptic has many meanings. Coptic refers to a language. Coptic refers to an ancient calendar. Coptic, like I said, refers to the Christian community of Egypt. And when St. Mark, the same St. Mark who wrote the Gospel of Mark, preached Christianity in Egypt, the majority of Egyptians accepted to enter the faith into Christianity. So Copts were an ancient Christian community for a very long time. I borrowed a quote from an article in the Wall Street Journal from 2015 that talks about, I'll just read the quote, the Copts are an early Christian denomination that began in Alexandria, survived the rise of Islam in Egypt starting in the 7th century. Today they are a minority in Egypt but still constitute the largest Christian community in the Middle East. In terms of numbers, back then our church estimated between 15 and 18 million Copts in Egypt. That was 10 years ago. We're probably 15 to 18% of the Egyptian population. Egypt is now 120 million. So we're probably north of 20 to 24 million people. So if you look at Canada, if all the Copts came into Canada, one in every two people in Canada would be Coptic. There's a prophecy about the Coptic church, more than one prophecy, one in Isaiah that says, blessed is Egypt, my people, or blessed are my people, Egypt, in Isaiah chapter 19. Of course, we all know the Holy Family visited Egypt. Egypt is blessed to be the only country other than Israel to have had the footsteps of the Lord Christ in our land. There's another prophecy earlier in that chapter that says, in that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt and a pillar to the Lord for its border. Of course, this could not have been referring to a Jewish altar, because it would have to have been in the Holy Land, and it could not have been referring to an idol worshipping altar. So this is believed to be a direct prophecy about the presence of the Coptic Church in Egypt. Saint Mark preached Christianity in Egypt and was martyred in the land of Egypt in Alexandria. So we've been an ancient church for many, many years, and we continue to be a thriving Christian community witnessing to the Lord to this day. So we're both ancient, yet alive and active. We strive to preserve the faith, the liturgy, the apostolic traditions that were handed down from the Lord to the disciples, to St. Mark, to our patriarchs to this day. We are one of the five original Christian sees, Rome being one, obviously, Jerusalem being the first, Alexandria, Antioch, and Constantinople. You may know many of our Coptic saints of old. Saint Mark, like we said, preached Christianity in Egypt. Saint Athanasius is credited with authoring the Christian creed that we recite in our churches around the world to this day. At the time, St. Athanasius was not yet a pope, but he later became the 20th pope of the Coptic Church. And our church is known also for its martyrs throughout the ages. Around the year 300 AD, 284 to 312 AD, we have a large group of Christians who were martyred at the hand of an evil emperor named Diocletian in Egypt. But since then, well, for good or for bad, we've been persecuted throughout the ages by different different circumstances, even to this day. So the martyrs are praying on our behalf, and we have, as recent as 2015, people will recall what are known as the 21 martyrs of Libya, 20 of them being Coptic, Egyptian Coptic Christian, all 21 being Coptic Christians. We have recent martyrs like Father Mina Aboud in 2013, Father Arsenius Wadid, you're sitting next to his nephew. He was martyred very recently in Egypt. He is the uncle of Father Marcos. And there are books, I highly recommend this book in particular, A Spring of Sinai, speaks about the life, service, and martyrdom, and continuing miracles performed by the martyred saint, Father Mina Aboud. All that to say, we're surrounded by a cloud of martyrs. In addition to martyrdom, the Coptic Church is known for monasticism. So Saint Anthony the Great, or Saint Anthony of Egypt, is credited or titled the father of all monks. So he is one of our Coptic Egyptian saints. Saint Macarius the Great, many other saints. In recent time, we have Tamav, which is a Coptic word for mother, Mother Irini. We have Father Lazarus. Father Lazarus, if you follow BBC documentaries, there's many documentaries about his service and his monasticism in Egypt. He's an Australian Coptic monk who has been in our monasteries in Egypt. In Canada, we're blessed to have the first Coptic Orthodox monastery about 40 minutes away from here in Perth, and it's a growing community, and many of our youth have retreats and visits to that monastery. In addition, we have north of Toronto the first convent, Coptic convent, St. Mary, St. George, and Philopater. And we have two other monasteries, one out west and one near London, Ontario. So monasticism is thriving in Egypt and in the west. We have our pope is Pope Tewodros II. He is known as the 118th Patriarch of Alexandria. So the first patriarch was St. Mark, and so on and so on. And by apostolic succession, we have our current patriarch, Pope Tewodros II, who blessed us with visiting this church in 2014 and ordained for us Father Marcos. We're blessed here to have Father Marcos and Father Shenouda. Father Shenouda has been serving as a priest for over 50 years, and here in Canada at St. Mary's for over 33 years. And our bishop is based out of Montreal, but he covers Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada, His Grace Bishop Bulis. We maintain strong ties with our other Christian denominations, including the Catholic Church. Shown here is a 2013 visit to the Vatican. And where are these Coptic churches and communities? Obviously throughout Egypt and the Holy Land. It's hard to see, I don't know how big the visual is, but all those red dots are churches, the purple dots are monasteries. But also growing communities since the early and mid 1960s throughout Europe, in Australia, New Zealand, more recently growing in Asia as well. And obviously throughout Canada and the United States, we have 70 Coptic churches in Canada alone. In Egypt, we have 77 dioceses, and outside of Egypt, we have 39 Coptic Orthodox dioceses throughout the world, 3 here in Canada and 8 in the United States. So each diocese will either be served by a bishop like ours is, or will have direct reporting structure to our patriarch, Pope Tewodros. So in terms of Canada, we kind of split down. Toronto is its own diocese, the GTA. The first Coptic church in Canada is St. Mark's Toronto. It's now a large cathedral. Mississauga and the West is another large diocese served by His Grace Bishop Mina. And Eastern Canada, including Ottawa and Montreal, is served by our bishop, Bishop Bulis. Some quick facts. So in 1964 was the first church in Canada. And then if we switch to Ottawa now, St. Mary's had a thriving community in the 1960s and 70s. In 1973 was the first establishment formally of this church. In 1989 was when this building that you're in was built, and it was consecrated to the hands of the late Pope of ours, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III. In 2005, there's a daycare building that the church operates right across the street on Canfield. We mentioned His Holiness Pope Tewodros, our Pope, visited us in 2014, and hopefully we'll have time to show you quickly our new community center to the right here, which was just opened last year. Father Shenouda mentioned we have 5 churches in Ottawa, so St. Mary's here being the first. We have to the west of us a community that's starting to grow in Canada, St. Mina's Church. In the far east, St. Joseph's Church. And then close to St. Lawrence Shopping Center, we have the Church of St. George and St. Anthony. And kind of midtown, near the Civic Hospital, we have St. Mark's Church. So thriving communities. And we all tend to have one church as our home church, but we are one community. It's like one church with 5 altars, if you will. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. There are too many Coptic saints to mention by name. We mentioned St. Anthony, St. Athanasius, St. Mark, our founder of the church. But there are many young and elderly male and female saints, patriarchs, and lay people throughout the years. And we won't go through them all today, but there's one. The Church of St. Mark's is also named as St. Mark's and St. Mary of Egypt. We're surrounded, you see, in the church. We love our saints, so we have their icons all around us. St. Mary of Egypt is a famous ascetic saint of the early Christian times. We love our mothers, St. Mary being our mother, and we're blessed to have her, this church in her name, that we consider this church as our spiritual mother in addition to our natural mother. St. Mary blessed Egypt and blessed the Coptic Church by appearing April 2nd, 1968, there's a famous apparition of the Blessed Virgin in Egypt, and there's a few books that were written at the time and many documentaries. 1 million saw Saint Mary. She continued to appear for a period of 3 years. Many of the folks in this room have either attended the apparition, or most of you are too young, your parents have attended the apparition of Saint Mary. My sister was named Mary because she was born in 1968. As Coptic Christians in Canada, we are proud of our Christian Coptic heritage, but we're also proud to be active Canadians, and we're deeply integrated into Canadian society. Our community has many positions, whether in healthcare, engineering, technology, education, or what have you, and we're grateful for this blessed land that we live in. Just real quick, and I think I'll wrap up here to give us time to show you around the facilities. Coptic Christianity is biblical. It's based on the teachings of Scripture. It's apostolic. It's been handed, like the Catholic Church, handed down to us by St. Mark the Apostle and through the leaders of the church. We are active in defending the Christian faith against false teachings. We have been persecuted, yet remain joyful in the Lord despite persecution throughout the ages. We're established in Egypt, in Alexandria, but we have, especially in recent times, been serving throughout the world. We're, like I said, we're actively serving in Canada. We have rich history, culture, music, saint service, teachings, tradition, and being traditional, yet we are quite modern. You see, we use technology during our services, especially because we have a mixed community of Arabic speaking and English speaking, so when we're doing the readings, we want to make sure people are able to understand what's being recited in their language of preference. And with that, we thank you. It's a blessing to have you with us. And I think we'll just, if you have time for a quick tour, we'd be delighted to do that.
Icon about the flight into Egypt when the family, the Holy Family, went from Bethlehem to live in Cairo and then Upper Egypt, a little bit less than 4 years until the angel of the Lord appeared to Saint Joseph and said, "Go back to continue." We have the pleasure to present this. And the explanation of this icon will be presented by Mr. Hannah Boutros, the artist. This is an icon. This icon painted by Mr. Hannah, and he will explain it.
We want to give you something related to Egypt as well. So we're thinking to give you the best thing is the papyrus. So this is original papyrus from Egypt. This is done on papyrus.
Yeah.
It used to be devised back home.
Yeah.
And this is Amun.
Mm-hmm.
Amun, he was the king of goddess,
right.
And he was a symbol of authority,
mm-hmm.
this is, I wrote down the names in hieroglyphic. So this is Diane, and this is Mark, and this is Carmen.
That is so special. Thank you.
It's special because you are special.
You're very kind. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I wrote down everything here.
All the icons in order, so it's not, for example, like we make it like by chance or we put any random. It's not random at all. So that's why, for example, like here is Saint Mary and here Jesus Christ. So Saint Mary should be on his right hand, and after that Archangel Michael, and after that like Saint Mark, or intercessor for sure. Yeah. And as you see, like all the icons here are Coptic icons. This is our tradition iconographies.
That is what prepared and fixed by one of our engineers in the church. And these icons are a copy of the Coptic icons which were painted in Egypt, and we took copies of it. The 12 disciples, and then the founder of the Coptic Church, and one of the famous monks, Amba Bishoy, his name is Bishoy, which means elevator. And Marimina and St. George, martyrs, both martyrs. And St. Cyril, Athanasius, and St. Cyril. The writer of the creed, which all the churches, national creed, by St. Athanasius and St. Cyril, the pillar of faith, known as the pillar of faith.